Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 20. Overcoming Masonry. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the ninth month, on the 18th day of the ninth month.
Now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have put me to the test now these 10 times, and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it.
Dear Dan, sometime during my recuperation, very likely in mid-1997, I went to a small storefront church, U4, which I believe you were and maybe still a part of. I don't remember how I heard about U4, but I found it somewhat fascinating that one of the co-founders was someone who I had known earlier from the small Jesus People House Church, U1, I went to as a kid. In any event, I remember going to a Sunday night prayer service and there being a time of prayer requests and laying on of hands. I went forward to have the elders lay hands on me and pray. Prior to this time, I had been thinking about the various problems and sins of my family, juxtaposing that concept against the scripture that says, quote, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, unquote. The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 18. Now, my two younger brothers and I are generation number 4, according to that verse, what I call the transitional generation. In fact, in my family, there is a photographic portrait of sons, each the eldest, each at 8 years old. Our great-grandfather, grandfather, father, and me. The family story is that our great-grandfather emigrated from Ireland as a young man, and that he came from a family of criminals and brigands. At least, that's what my dad had stated to his sons. Our grandfather was an alcoholic and could be verbally abusive to his wife, especially when drunk, but he could also be nice at times. I remembered, though, something I knew as a child that gives me many clues now as to one of the vectors of evil in our family. Grandpa had an unusual portrait that hung prominently in the dining room. It was strange and fascinating at the same time. It showed a multi-tiered pyramid with various drawings of men ascending up the pyramid. Some seemed to be wearing a sort of hat, a fez. And then there was his ring that had the interesting symbol with a diamond in the top middle. It was the compass and square symbol of the Freemasons. And the picture? I'm sure now it was a diagram of the various degrees of Freemasonry and how to attain them. In any event, when I went forward for prayer, I remember it was Pastor CB2 that laid hands on me and prayed. I mentioned something about the verse from Numbers and that I was generation number 4. But he did something interesting. Instead of praying back 4 generations like I thought he would, he went back 10. So, it is the Lord that delivers, even back to the 10th generation. Blessings.
Spirit within me. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.